be on the record. It is time and place for the hearing notice in docket number 15-035-27. The application of Rocky Mountain Power to revise rates in tariff schedule 98, renewable energy credits balancing account. I'm Commissioner Thad LaBarre, and to my right is Commissioner David Clark. I'll be acting as the hearing officer today. And we'll start with taking appearances from parties.
Good morning, commissioners and parties. My name is Yvonne Hochul, and I'm here on behalf of Rocky Mountain Power. And with me here today is Ms. Janice Saba, who filed testimony and exhibits in support of the application and who will be providing a summary for the commission this morning as well. On the phone are also our other two witnesses who filed testimony and exhibits in this case, Mr. Lowell Stewart and Mr. Bruce Griswold, I believe. Thank you.
Good morning. Patricia E. Schmidt with the Attorney General's Office on behalf of the Division of Public Utilities. Brenda Salter is with me. She is the Division's witness in this matter.
Thank you.
Cheryl Murray with the Office of Consumer Services, and I will be appearing without counsel today.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. In this docket, we had a schedule that called for, that had an application by Rocky Mountain Power. The schedule called for comments filed by the Division and subsequent comments filed by any other party. The applicant requested that we approve recovery of a deferral balance for the renewable energy credits balancing account of $5.6 million to be collected in two annual installments. The Division submitted comments supporting that application. The office also supporting that recovery on an interim basis. The office also filed comments supporting that recovery on an interim basis. And the Division and office also gave us a very courteous heads up to an issue they'll be addressing in the next general rate case, which we appreciate the heads up. Have I summarized those positions correctly?
Yes.
And so in terms of where we go forward, we have three parties here present today. There's no one else that hasn't identified themselves on the phone or in the room, correct? Okay. Well, we will start with the applicant.
Thank you, Your Honor. All of Rocky Mountain Power witnesses are prepared to be sworn in by the commission in order for them to give testimony.
Okay. I swear all three of them in. Then Ms. Saba, Mr. Griswold, and Ms. Stewart, all three of you, do you swear to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I would like to call first, Ms. Joelle Stewart, can you please state your name and place of employment for the record?
My name is Joelle Stewart. I'm employed by Pacific Corp.
I can't hear her very well.
Is there a way to increase the volume on the phone? Sorry, Ms. Stewart, the court reporter is having trouble hearing.
My volume is all the way up.
Okay, thank you. We're good now.
Okay, I'm going to start again, Ms. Stewart. Can you please state your name and place of employment for the record?
My name is Joelle Stewart. I'm employed by Pacific Corp. My business address is 825 Northeast Multnomah Street, Suite 2000, Portland, Oregon.
And in that capacity, did you prepare direct testimony and exhibits in support of the company's application?
Yes, I did.
And do you have any changes to that testimony or exhibits here today?
No, I do not.
So if I were to ask you the questions in your testimony again here today, would your answers be the same?
Yes.
Mr. Hearing Officer, I move for the admission of the direct testimony and exhibits of Ms. Janice Saba.
You mean Ms. Stewart? Stewart?
Excuse me, Ms. Joelle Stewart.
Okay. Any objections? Okay, they'll be received.
Okay, thank you. I would like to now call Mr. Bruce Griswold. Can you please state your name, place of employment, and address for the record?
My name is Bruce W. Griswold. My business address is 825 Northeast Multnomah Street, Suite 600, Portland, Oregon, 97232. I'm employed by Pacific Corp as Director of Short-Term Origination, qualifying
facility.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the end of it.
I'm sorry, could you repeat the last part of your statement, Mr. Griswold?
Oh, yes. I'm employed by PacifiCorp as the Director of Short-Term Origination and Qualifying Facilities.
And in that capacity, did you file direct testimony and exhibits in support of the application?
I did.
And do you have any changes to that testimony or exhibits here today?
I do not.
So if I were to ask you the questions in your testimony again today, would your answers be the same?
They would, yes.
Mr. Hearing Officer, I move for the admission of the direct testimony and exhibits of Mr. Bruce Griswold into the record.
Any objection? Okay, they'll be entered.
And I now call Ms. Jenny Sella. Can you please state your name, place of employment, and position for the record?
My name is Jana Lynn Saba. I am employed by Rocky Mountain Power as the Manager of Revenue Requirement. I am located at 201 South Main Street, Suite 2300 in Salt Lake City, Utah, 84111.
And in that capacity, did you prepare direct testimony and exhibits JLS 1, JLS 2, and JLS 3 in support of the company's application?
Yes, I did.
And did you replace exhibit JLS 1 in its entirety filed with the commission on March 24, 2015?
Yes, I did.
Do you have any other changes to your testimony or exhibits that you would like to make here?
No, I do not.
So if I were to ask you here today the same questions that are in your testimony and exhibits, with the exception of JLS 1, would your answers be the same?
Yes, they would.
Mr. Hearing Officer, I move for the admission of the direct testimony with exhibits of Janet Saba, including JLS 1, filed March 24, 2015, and excluding the original exhibit JLS 1, filed with the application.
Any objections? Okay, that will be entered with the substitution described by counsel.
Ms. Saba, do you have a summary that you would like to provide to the commission and parties here today?
Yes, I do.
Please proceed.
Good morning, Commissioner Clark, Commissioner LaVar. On March 16, 2015, Rocky Mountain Power filed its annual Renewable Energy Credit Balance account, or the RBA, seeking to recover the deferral balance from customers through Schedule 98 of approximately $5.6 million to be collected over a period of 2 years, with no carrying charges for the deferral period of January 1, 2014 through December 31st, 2014. This amount will be added to the current amount being collected on that schedule that was approved in docket number 14-035-30, which was the 2014 RBA, the RBA filed last year. The deferral amount established in that filing was $17 million and it was to be collected in 3 annual installments. So the $5.6 million pending approval in this docket would be added to that amount, and then that full balance would be collected over 2 remaining years. Myself, Mr. Bruce Griswold, and Ms. Joelle Stewart filed testimony in support of the company's application describing the calculations. My testimony describes the calculation of the deferral amounts of REC revenue allocated to Utah ratepayers. Mr. Griswold's testimony presents a detailed accounting of total company REC revenue for calendar year 2014. And Ms. Stewart's testimony addresses the allocation of the RBA among customer classes and the resulting Schedule 98 rates in this case. The $5.6 million requested in this docket was calculated in a manner consistent with the previous RBA filings and the methodology set forth in the September 13th, 2011 stipulation, which resolved dockets numbers 10-035-14 and 10-035-124, which were the rate case and a REC deferral docket. The RBA deferral is calculated as the difference between actual REC revenue realized by the company and REC revenue that is set in a general rate case for that same time period. In this RBA filing, the deferral period was calendar year 2014. The company respectfully requests that the commission approve the company's request amount of to collect $5.6 million associated with this RBA filing on an interim basis beginning June 1st, 2015, which will be added to the $11.1 million that is remaining from the 2014 RBA, and that balance would be collected over 2 years. Thank you.
And the company rests its case. Ms. Saba and Ms. Stewart and Mr. Griswold are available for questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Does the division have any questions for any of the company witnesses?
The division does not.
Thanks, Tom. Ms. Murray, is the office? Okay,
no, thank you.
Commissioner Clark, do you have any questions?
I have a question for Mr. Griswold. Can you hear me, Mr. Griswold?
I can, yes.
In your testimony, you stated that the November and December estimates or the revenues for those periods were estimates, and that a true-up would follow in the March-April time frame. And I just wondered if you're able to and aware of the new information regarding those periods.
Yes, we provided those updates last week, those for both November 2014 and December 2014. The two updates are the revenues from that period provides an additional $363 in total REC revenue. I can't speak specifically to the allocation to Utah, but it was very close to the estimates originally provided in my testimony.
Congratulations on your estimates. Thank you. That concludes my question.
Nothing else?
Nothing further.
And I also have one question for Mr. Griswold, and it relates to your exhibit EWG-1, which is a confidential exhibit. So I'll first ask counsel for the company, if I want to ask about a certain number of months in comparison to other months without identifying any numbers, am I jumping into confidential question that we need to deal with?
I would ask Mr. Griswold to answer that question. It does not appear to me that that would cause us to stop streaming or handle that confidentially if you're not going to be discussing amounts. But I would like Mr. Bruce Griswold to further respond to that question, please.
Mr. Griswold, could you respond to that issue?
I should be able to maybe discuss it in at a general level. It really depends on the kind of the specific question you have.
Okay. Well, the question I have is February, March, and April are obviously significantly different from the other months on the chart. And I was just wondering if there's an explanation that would help us understand this docket a little bit better.
Sure. So a lot of times when we're making sales and recognizing that this table reflects actuals as they have received, as we have, the companies received revenue and transferred those recs through Regis, that would then go to the counterparty. And the market is such that a lot of times they will purchase up to the end of the year to fill some obligation, with the delivery of those recs coming generally 3 months later, or 90 days via Regis. And so you would see that a lot of times it'd be sales done up through the end of 2013 that don't reflect revenues and transfers showing up for a few months later. It also reflects sometimes the purchasing patterns our counterparties in whether they're filling a compliance obligation or some other market opportunity when we make the sale. There's no real rhyme or reason to why things don't show up in the early time frame.
Okay, thank you. That's a helpful explanation. I don't have anything further.
Thank you.
I guess we'll go to the division, Ms. Schmidt.
Thank you. The division would call Ms. Brenda Salter as its witness. May she please be sworn?
Ms. Salter, do you swear to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good morning. Ms. Salter, could you please state your full name, employer, position, and business address for the record?
Yes, my name is Brenda Salter. I'm employed by the Division of Public Utilities. I'm a technical consultant for the division, and my address is 160 East, 300 South, Salt Lake City, Utah.
Thank you. In connection with your employment at the division, have you participated in this docket?
I have.
Did you participate in the preparation and filing of the division's memorandum dated April 28, 2015?
Yes, I did.
Is the division's position today the same as it was expressed in that filing?
Yes, it is.
Do you adopt the division's memorandum dated April 28, 2015 as your testimony here today?
I do, yes.
The division would like to move for the admission of the division's April 28, 2015 memorandum in this docket.
Any objections?
No.
Okay, it'll be entered.
Do you have a summary to provide today?
Yes, I do.
Please proceed.
Tariff Schedule 98 tracks the difference between renewable energy credit REC revenues included in rates and actual REC revenues collected from the sale of RECs by the company. The variances between REC revenues included in rates and actual REC revenues collected are identified and deferred each month for one full calendar year. Annually, on March 15, an RBA application is filed to present the variances, including applicable carrying charges, with a 100% true-up for the difference between the amounts in rates and actual sales occurring through Tariff Schedule 98. The collection or credit under Tariff Schedule 98 is to be made annually, effective June 1st. The application under this docket is the fourth deferred RBA rate adjustment under the RBA. This application requests collecting over a two-year period the 2015 RBA deferral balance of $5.6 million, along with the remaining 2014 RBA deferral balance of $11.1 million, for a total of $16.7 million. As an incentive to aggressively market RECs, the 2012 stipulation allowed the company to retain 10% of REC sales made after June 1, 2013. The company proposes allocation of REC revenue across customer classes in a manner consistent with the approved rate spread found in Step 1 of the 2014 General Rate Case stipulation for the 2015 RBA deferral balance and Step 2 of the 2012 General Rate Case stipulation for the 2014 RBA deferral balance, with two modifications for metered outdoor nighttime lighting and special contract 1. Division has performed a preliminary review of the filing and the corresponding commission orders and has found that, in general, the company has complied with the commission's orders and recommends the change in Schedule 98 be approved on an interim basis. As outlined in the commission's scheduling order dated March 24, 2015, the division will file its RBA audit report on July 9, 2015. The division is concerned that the conditions giving rise to the current RBA process no longer exist. With the implementation of California's XBX2-1, the company is unable to sell bundle RECs into the California market. The tens of millions of dollars sold prior to 2012 were the result of contract bundled REC sales made prior to California's XBX2-1 enactment and prior to the commission-approved RBA. The division is recommending that the commission consider canceling the renewable balance in the account in the next general rate case. That concludes my summary.
Thank you. Ms. Salter is now available for cross-examination and questions from the commission.
Thank you. Ms. Hogel, any questions from the applicant?
I have none.
Ms. Murray, any questions?
No, thank you.
Commissioner Clark?
I have no questions.
Okay, and I have none. Thank you. Ms. Murray, do you swear to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, you may testify.
Thank you. My name is Cheryl Murray. I am a utility analyst with the Office of Consumer Services. My address is 160 East 300 South, Salt Lake City, Utah. And I have a brief statement. The Office of Consumer Services is responsible for assessing the impact of utility rate changes and regulatory actions upon residential and small commercial customers. And it's with that responsibility in mind that we have analyzed Rocky Mountain Power's request to revise rates in Tariff Schedule 98, Renewable Energy Credit Balancing Account. With the assistance of our consultant, we have reviewed the application, exhibits, and testimony of Rocky Mountain Power, discovery responses, the Division of Public Utilities' initial comments submitted on April 28, 2015, and other relevant documents. On May 12, 2015, the office submitted initial comments on the matter. In those comments, we recommended approval of the company's request, including the allocation to customer classes on an interim basis. Regarding the division's suggestion that in the next GRC, they may propose elimination of the 798 balancing account, we suggested that at that time, we will review what the potential implications of the division's proposal, and we will provide substantive response regarding cancellation or perhaps a modification of the RBA in an appropriate future GRC, general rate case. In the office's judgment, allowing the proposed Schedule 98 rate adjustment on an interim basis, pending the division's final audit and party's comments and recommendations, is just and reasonable in result, and we recommend commission approval. Based on our review, we recommend that the commission approve the proposed Schedule 98 on an interim basis, as I've said. And that concludes my statement, but I would ask that the office's May 12 comments be admitted for the record in this docket.
Any objection from the applicant?
No.
That will be entered. Thank you. Does that conclude your testimony, Ms. Murray?
It does. Thank you.
Any questions from the applicant?
What?
From the division?
No.
Commissioner Clark?
No questions.
And I have thank you. Anything further?
Yes, one more thing. The company requests that the commission issue a bench order given there's no opposition and full support from the division and the Office of Consumer Services. I believe that also given the June 1 effective date for the interim rates, the company respectfully requests that the commission issue a bench order. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Can I ask the division and the office each if they support a bench ruling in this matter?
The division supports a bench ruling in this matter.
The office supports
events,
ruling also.
Okay. We will be in recess for a very brief amount. We'll return shortly. On the record, based on the testimony and comments submitted in this docket, the commission finds that the application and proposed rates on an interim basis effective June 1st, 2015, are just and reasonable. The commission concludes that approving the application and rates effective June 1st, 2015 on an interim basis is consistent with the relevant statutes, rules, and commission orders, and we approve the application as filed, subject to the division audit and review of that audit by any interested parties. This bench ruling will be memorialized in a written order to be issued shortly. Anything further from any parties?
Thank you.
Nothing further from the division. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you all for your participation today. We are adjourned.
Thank you.